I wanted to catch up with Gavin Morris this afternoon because he always puts things like that into simple terms, layman's terms, we call it, so that you and I can understand it. And I believe he's in Singleton or in the Singleton area this afternoon. Good afternoon, Gavin Morris. How are you?
Very good, thank you, Brent. Yeah, I'm at the Singleton Evacuation Centre at the moment. I'm out on the balcony. There's lots of glass here. I'm a little echoey, I would say. But we're here. It's all fairly calm at the moment, but there's a lot of traffic moving around past the evac centre here because I would assume by the look of that traffic there that the highway is now closed and now they're going around the detour. You have to go around Singleton Heights and go right around Singleton. So it's a very long, slow process. I would not go anywhere near the highway, up or down the valley, if you can avoid it, because I'd say by the look of that, it is going to be a very long, slow drive for us to get back into Singleton to do the news. I'm going to be doing the news live from the main street of Singleton tonight.
How long does it take? Well, two questions. Firstly, has the rain moved on? I read a little bit there saying basically the rain was moving towards the mid-north coast and the northern tablelands. So has the rain moved on? Because we've got weather forecasts saying that we may see a little bit of sunshine on Friday, but it will return again over the weekend. So for the hunter, if we talk about that for the moment, has the rain moved on from the hunter to those northern areas?
I would say no, not right now. It is making some very strange moves, to be quite honest. That main cluster, look, we've got the collision at the moment. So you've got that northwest, that northerly conveyor. So that is the tropical moist air mass that is coming down from the north. I've always called this event the clash of the titans there, Brett. I think I've said it on your show many, many times ago. It's when the two big air masses collide. You get warm, moist, tropical air coming down from the north, and then you get the cold air coming up off the Great Southern Ocean and in the upper parts of the atmosphere as well. They're called upper-level cold pools. And when that collision occurs, we always have massive wet weather events. In the summertime, if it occurs, we can have storms and huge storms. We have flooding events during this time of the year because what's being thrown into the mix underneath all of that atmospheric activity is a very warm ocean. So, you know, you were just explaining there about an onshore airflow. What's happening at the moment, sea surface temperatures right around Australia are still abnormally warm. They're above average. So when you've got the cold air that is coming in over the top, it creates incredible evaporation rates. It literally sucks the moisture out of the ocean. And then when you have an onshore influence, it then drives it in across the coast. And then those upper-level cold pools then begin to rotate. And once they get away from the friction of the land, from the friction of the mountains and Australia's Great Dividing Range, they'll come across and they'll rotate quite slowly. But then once they get over the waters, they then rotate really, really quickly. They tighten up, they spin fast, and we call them an East Coast Low. So we had an East Coast Low that collided over the Newcastle area and everywhere south of that saw those extraordinary rain totals yet again of 600 to 800 millimetres from the Central Coast, Sydney Basin, Illawarra. That's where we had those 800 millimetre totals. So everywhere south of the core of that low really, really copped it. That low came in, collided with Newcastle on Sunday night, and it was wild throughout that region because the winds picked up speed, incredibly strong winds and heavy periods of rain coming down. And then we started to see the accumulations build, causing all of the flooding events right across the Hawkesbury, Nepean, right throughout Bulga. Bulga is experiencing its biggest flooding event since 1952 as I speak because all of the catchments there were hit really, really quite hard. But then that low, because it hit the friction of the land, it then collapsed back into a surface trough. And this is where things get a little bit wide. Every single time that we're witnessing these weather events unfold, we're seeing them behave in extraordinary, elongated ways. They're lasting longer than normal. So that trough line then has drifted back to the north, but now it's interacting again with that northwest conveyor, and now we're going to see another low form off the mid-north coast. So areas across the Manning, up to the Hastings, up to the Macquarie coastal area, expecting some very big rain totals because that's where the collision is occurring. But over the last hour or so, I've noticed on the radar that some heavy areas of rain are moving back towards the south from the Manning back to like Gloucester, Bulladela, and that is the catchment areas on the northern side of the Hunter. And here at Singleton, I'm looking out the window and the rain is just starting to intensify just a little bit further.
My goodness me. I've had prime ministers this morning say, you know, this is as a direct result of climate change. We've had people ring in the hour I've been on air saying I'm sick and tired of people hearing and saying, you know, this is all to do with climate change. Weather and news has been your life. Can I ask you, we seem to be getting these storms. They're not one in 100 year storms anymore. They're almost one in a couple of months storms if you look at recent times.
Look, you know, it is a really active period and it's a very, very difficult, complex question to answer. Look, I'm sure if you were alive in 1953, 54, 55, as I just was with a couple of locals, I was with Kathleen Pierce. Pierce's Park down there at Singleton is named after her. She was here in 55. Right across the road, Chapman and Slattery, he's had that business since 1941. He too was here in 1955. You're talking to those kind of locals and they will say this is nothing in comparison to that triple La Nina period.
Right.
So, you know, so triple La Nina periods happen around about every 20 to 25 years. Now, I said to Slattery, Martin, I think it was, I can't remember, you know, like, do you think it's worse, more common? He said yes. I spoke to Kathleen. She said no.
Right. So okay.
It's a complex. But look, we are seeing overall weather events around the world on a global scale appear to get exaggerated. So heat waves, stronger, bigger bushfire conditions and, you know, wildfires, as they're called in America, bigger. I mean, the drought in California was extraordinary. Lake Mead lowering to levels never seen before since the Hoover Dam was established. And for us here, we've gone through what we've seen. Look, the stats over the last couple of years are just truly incredible. I mean, you know, it was March last year, we witnessed a metre of rain accumulated over about 4 to 5 days. Then we saw a metre of rain in the Lismore region, the Northern Rivers Range, you know, accumulate over less than that, 2 to 3 days. And, you know, and some big numbers then at Illawarra of 900 millimetres again in a two-year period. So, look, this is an extraordinary time that we're experiencing right now. Sea surface temperatures, no doubt, are getting warm and having a major influence on this. After the millennium, or after we had the weaker triple La Nina period there at the end of the last century from 1999 into 2001, 2002, what followed suit was an extraordinary period of dry weather, which was the millennium drought. And that was incredible to live through as a forecaster, just watching those massive high-pressure systems one after the other, and the dryness that it was experienced over almost 10 years was extraordinary. So everything I would say is slightly exaggerated. Brent, you know, we've been taking, you know, records for 150, 160 years, but you know, the Earth's weather has been changing a lot. And the naysayers, or the ones that say, no, it is not climate change, are more working off a far longer history that is way beyond, you know, what we consider recorded history. So I understand the arguments for both sides. But, you know, for during the last 12,000 year period, it has been very, very stable. And we do appear to be coming to the end of this current 10 to 12,000 year, very stable period in the Earth's weather.
Well answered. Well answered. So ahead, what's ahead for the next couple of days?
Look, yeah, this system is going to ramp up, I would expect, as we progress through the remainder of the day. And that is going to threaten the areas from the Hastings and Manning right across the greater Hunter region. We're working on saturated grounds here yet again. But I think the low is going to do us a little bit of a favour because it's going to draw everything into it. It's going to hit us quite hard throughout today, but then it's going to pull away from the coast quite quickly. And that's why the forecasts right now are really quite confusing, because what is it going to be? Is it going to be sunny and dry? Look, that low will draw away from the coast really, really quickly, and it's going to take everything with it. So southwesterlies will come in, and that is going to be a drier, colder air mass that will come in at the end of the week. And then you've got the rain that's in the forecast that is confusing everyone. I think we're just going to see some wet weather skim along the coastal fringe as another front buzzes by and another low goes through. But that's basically just going to throw a lot of cold air right across the region. But that's generally going to be dry air. So once this low pulls away from the coast over the next 24-hour period, I will consider that this one is over and done with finally.
You've got to watch you do. That's why we love to talk to you. Thank you for, in a busy day, spending some time with us. I really appreciate it, Gavin.
My pleasure. Stay safe.
You too, mate. I was going to say stay dry, but I don't think that's going to happen for a while.
No, definitely not. Not for me. I'm going to have a very wet afternoon.
You will. All right, mate. I hope there's someone holding an umbrella for you reading the news tonight.
Mate, I'm doing that for my camo. We've lost a microphone. We're down to one microphone. We have to go hard, Mike, because our radio mic is dead. It's flooded out. It's shorted out.
You'll get through it. You're a professional. Thank you, mate.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye.